tank dip, you know. I don't know if they can't get the loans or what, whether or not they, but you know, they're going to have to be able to compete more, okay? I'd like to see Black stop making excuses for not getting ahead, man, and compete with everybody else, okay? Other people can come in with a language barrier and compete, and they need to be able to do that too. Stop making excuses. I would like to see the university take more of a active role in being more of a community steward, as opposed to seeing how much they can get over on the town and how much it's sort of a closed thing that university only thinks of itself, the way it's going, and not too concerned about what kinds of things they do and how it affects the community. I like to, for them to look at the impact that they've had on certain decisions that they've made and how it's impacted negatively, you know, different communities, especially Northside, Westwood communities. Those are the major things. I don't know what you do with so many people coming in and I always call it Bob the missionary attitude. You know, they come in, they think they got all the answers. They've done something somewhere else. And they ride roughshod over people that are already here. And if a person gets up, you know, to make a statement, they just totally disregard them as if they don't have any knowledge, sense, or whatever. You know, they just talk right around them because they know everything. I would like to see the people coming in here have some sensitivity to the people that are already here. Okay. And I don't know how you do that. I found that I almost have to hurt their feelings, you know. For an example, I'm Southern. I don't speak as well as they may. I know I don't pronounce my words as well as I should. But when I talk, I know they get my meaning, okay? And I resent somebody correcting me in public, making fun of the way I speak, accent, whatever. Okay. And I just tell them, you know, take that missionary attitude and go somewhere else. Okay. You understand what I'm saying? Let me give you a book that you teach, learn how to speak Southern. You're going to come here, then you need to speak like I speak. You know? I'm arrogant enough, outspoken enough to be able to do that. I just think that when people, you know, people really need to learn to get to know other people. You know, Asians, Latinos. I was thinking very seriously of taking Spanish, okay? Really learn, you know, need to learn how to speak Spanish. I like to be able to converse with them in Spanish. Okay. One of the things that I fear is with the large Latino, Hispanic population growing the way it is fear of what happened out in California may happen here. Right now, you've got a very good population coming in. I just hope that the gangster part don't come here and we got robbed by, you know, I just hope that the mafia connected with the Chinese, the Hispanics don't come too. And, you know, they may. But right now, you know, if you look at who's here, they're very young. All of them got babies. You don't see any middle-aged Hispanics here. You may see some older ones, you know, that may have come, but these young people here want a better life, want part of the American dream. They're very young, okay? They're too busy, man, trying to make a living, send some back to the families there, you know. I don't see a real negative element. The other thing is we've lost a generation of blacks, you know, to drugs, okay? You know, I look at these young kids standing up on the corner, man, they shoot you just as quick, okay? They have no hope, okay? They're selling drugs to their own kind, they, you know, not really understanding what they're doing to, you know, blacks, okay? You know, they consider that their occupation or whatever. They challenge the police. You know, I support the police. We have to fight to take our neighborhoods back, okay? What we do is we push them out of one place and they spring up somewhere else, okay? Older citizens are scared to come out of their houses. They don't go to church at night.
That in the black community.
Right now we're trying to get a handle on it, you know, working with the police, whatever. I admire the police. You know, some of these people are better armed than the police. You know, disregard for life. You know, a lot of these kids, 16, you know.
How would you change them?
You're not going to change them.
How would you prevent them?
I don't know how you prevent it when people are still coming in to buy drugs. You know, people coming in to buy drugs, man, are in cars. Okay? They, when I say cars, I mean, they're coming from other places, man, riding in, you know, to buy drugs. They may come from Raleigh, they may come from Hillsborough, wherever, you know. As long as there is a demand for it, I don't know how you stop it, okay? You know, you put these guys in jail, man, and they back out in 24 hours. The court system needs to be changed. The police and the elite, the law enforcement just don't have tools to deal with them, okay? Because the ACLC, we had a drug bust up on Graham Street, which was a major part of our community. The ACLC, people come in here and said that they did it illegally. Hell, I don't care if it was illegal, it was effective, okay? You know, and they call me and say, Ed, don't you want to speak out? I say, hell no, I won't speak out. You know, I mean, this is one block from where I go to church. You know, people scared to go to church, man. You know, the shooting and stuff, man. You know, these young kids got guns and stuff, you know. Straight bullet, kill my mother or kill somebody I know. Don't tell me to go out and speak out for cause and laws. let's change the laws, man, or whatever. So, you know, I feel very strongly, you know. I mean, I'll look at a law, you know, maybe they didn't do it right. Maybe they didn't get the, what happened up on Graham Street was they got a, what do you call it, where you have to get something to go in. Well, they got it for the block, you know, as opposed to getting it for a premise, you know. And they went and they cleaned it up, okay? Got them off the street, okay? They didn't come back. To me, that was very effective, okay? I got to look at the positive results of what happened, you know? So, you know, I work with, I'm spread too thin, you know? So many things, you know, that they need leadership or whatever, and they call upon me, man. I can't do everything anymore, you know? You know, I have to pick and choose, you know. All of it's worthy. You know.
Do you see young black leaders coming?
No. In the Northside Association, we tried to groom some of the black college kids, man, that have come back home to live. They don't want to handle it. They can't handle it. They get, you know. And we designed that so that they could step forth. I don't see too many people stepping forth, you know. Too many, I guess, doing their thing. I don't know what that is. Okay. I remember I had to balance between family and community involvement, you know. But I was able to do that. Some don't want to get involved, you know. And, you know, we get older, we die out, man, you know. I'm hoping that somebody will begin. I don't know why I became so involved, you know. I don't know why, you know. I don't know why everybody thinks that they need to call upon me to be a leader. I don't need to be. Leading, you know, need to be grooming somebody to do that. Can't find nobody to run for the boards, sit on committees, you know. That's where decisions start to get made, you know. But, you know, they want me to do it. They want me to run out to the high school when something goes wrong. You know, I'm not on the board anymore. Got to fight your own. Got kids in there, you need to go. Need to be visible, you know. I say, hey, you know, people gonna overlook your kid if you don't go and talk to them. Okay. And they say, well, you know, I may split a verb or whatever. Split it, okay? But let them, look them in the eye and say, I love my children just as much as everybody else loves them. That's what's effective. So,
I've asked you a lot of questions. Do you want to revisit any of them, or add anything that we haven't covered?
I can't think of anything. I do probably feel. I may be different than a lot of other people. I went on a cruise not too long ago, and I happened to just exchange beliefs. Okay. My belief, as I told you, is that land has been in my family for 5 generations, and I'm trying to work with my son and my grandson and that each generation helps the other get a little further along than we were. I noticed that the number of educated blacks that have succeeded have made statements to me as, I got them educated, they on their own now, okay? I'm gonna spend their inheritance, okay? I'm going to have a good time. I don't know, that kind of bothered me a little bit. Okay. Why am I so different? Okay. I mean, why is it that they don't feel any obligation or whatever the word is to continue to be in their children's lives and trying to make it where if they don't want to do something, yeah, but they got grandchildren, okay? And many of them saying, you know, I done raised my children, man, and now, you know, my child asked me to pick up the grandchild from school. Well, man, that ain't too big. That ain't asking too much. These kids are working. If you got the time, why not go? Why not be involved in your grandchild's life? Because you grandparents seem to have more influence over that next generation than the parents. Parents struggling too much. Got too many stresses on them. Job, whatever. You got leisure. You know? Why? What do you mean you don't want to go? You know, you ought to be in there and seeing what they're doing in school. Okay? Why am I different? You know, why are they saying these kinds of things? You know? That's certainly not my philosophy. Okay? Because I remember my grandparents, a lot of love and support and whatever. You know, and I learned a lot, got a lot from them. Why? I just don't know that. I said to them, you know, I don't seem to have that philosophy. You know, my parents left me something with the understanding that they didn't expect anything back but to help the next generation and future generations. You know? But it was an awful lot on that ship, man, that espoused that philosophy. Certainly not mine. Okay. So that's the only thing that I. The only other thing is, I believe in education for life. Okay, I must have 200 books in there that I have to read before I come to the end. Okay. So I got a long time to stay around. I got a computer. I got things, man, I want to learn. You know, I have courses I want to take. You know, because I believe in education for life. Pretty much the same way you do. Okay? I mean, yeah, you retired, but yet still you're very active. You got your hobbies. You got, you know, you're doing this. I tend to believe the same way. I think when you stop doing things, you know, you drive and, you know. So that's my philosophy, okay?
Thanks for sharing so much with me. I really appreciate it.
Okay.